Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow me on Twitter at Spoon Experience. So I'm talking to Robo Producer. We always talk in between the segments. And the reason that we do is because there's nothing else to do in between the segments. I could just stand
here. Fill the time somehow.
Yeah, well, I mean, I could just look at the microphone, but somehow I don't feel like that's, you know, what is that? I mean, it looks the same, although it does have a special little cover.
Hey, remember the type of microphone that you used to talk into?
You know, I used to have the older worser. Is worser a word? It's not really a word, is it? Worser, the worstest. I know Worcestershire sauce or whatever, but anyway, the microphone that I have is a nice one. But then they gave me this nice cover. So for those of you that don't know, sometimes I go on a rant.
You rant? No.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm not a Muppet for nothing. And then sometimes when I'm ranting, I'm not going to say that there's spit that comes out or anything, because I would never say, you know, spit comes out of my mouth on the radio. But what happens is spit comes out of my mouth on the radio, and the microphone needs to recover. And so they put a recovery cone on there, or also known as a foamy thing. And so that's got like a different tone to my voice. It makes me less Muppety, even though I still don't speak from my lower body part. I mean, I'm supposed to speak this low thing or something. I don't know. I just talk. God said, you talk. I said, yes, sir. That's all there is to it. We're going to do
Talks with a mic. I guess that's your Indian name.
What's my Indian name?
Talks with a mic.
Oh, I thought it was Talks a Lot. Well, that might be my Yiddish name, Toxlot. Okay. Anyway, let's see. This section brought to us by good friend Dr. Chris Gualtieri, who made it so that I could actually sit in this room, read my computer, look over at Robo Producer, have all the lights on, don't have my shades on. Now, I'll say in the first couple days I wore my shades, and the truth is I kept them on because everybody kept saying, "You look really cool in the shades, Dave." I thought, okay, I'll keep them on for an extra couple days. But now my eyes are like so adjusted.
It's almost like a jazz lounge around here.
It was. That one day it was really kind of cool, because then the guys that came in from the rock church.
Oh, Toby Walters Band.
No, that was yesterday. The guys that came in the week before from the rock church.
Oh, yeah,
They do the car thing. They both had shades
Rocking
on
the
their
hood.
Head. Right, so then we all put our shades down and they took pictures. It was so much fun. That's fun stuff. I don't know why people... It's okay to smile.
Yeah, if you don't want to have fun, you really shouldn't be listening to the show.
I don't even know why you're, if you don't want to have fun, what are you doing? What are you doing? If everything that you do is like super negative, it's like, really? Then the joy of the Lord has no actual application. Zero. And the joy of the Lord is our strength, which means that you don't have much strength, right? I mean, it's not rocket science.
Need that spiritual spinach.
I know. It's the whole thing. Let's do a trivia question, and then we'll start our DDD.
Indeed.
And then go into the next thing. I just got another nice email from someone. I like it, nice emails. It's nice. It's encouraging. Everybody should be encouraged. We should be encouraging one another. Okay, here's the trivia question. You want to use any music for this one, the trivia question? Let's see. What do you got? Okay. Pull something else. Let me know what you got. You ready? Ooh, listen to that. Okay. Okay, now this is gonna be sorry, it's got to be a complex one, ladies and gentlemen. You have to answer this correctly. I cannot give you this trivia question. You have to think this one through. You can only win every 60 days. Please keep that in mind. Here is the trivia question: how many people, according to Matthew 16, not according to the established church, according to the Bible, how many people, according to Matthew 16, walked on water? How many people walked on water? W-A-L-K-E-D. How many people walked on water? Make sure when you call, you know the answer. The odds are good that if you get it wrong, I hope you get it right. Let's see. How many people, according to Matthew 16, walked on water? 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. We're not doing the, well, according to the Greek translation, okay, none of that. Okay? We're just doing it based on Matthew 16. The story is pretty straightforward. How many people walked on water according to the scripture? I mean, it's just boom, done. Thank you. Okay, there you go. While we're doing that, I got more for the – oh, should I give the number? Okay, 866-K-PRAISE, 866-K-P-R-A-I-S-E, or 866-577-2473. You know, I never give it out that way. I should give the number out that way more often, huh? 866-577-2473. That's an easier way to – you know, it took me 100 shows to figure that out.
Dave, we have Terry ready to answer the trivia.
Okay, let's get Terry on the line. Terry, Terry sounds like a dial tone. Terry, okay, well, sometimes that – you know what it is? It's the new phone system, isn't it? I know it is. It's that new system. Okay, Terry, you call back, and we'll get you in on the next question. So don't worry about it. You won't lose out. We'll make sure you get through. But who's next then? Do we have another person? Because here's the thing I want to talk about. I'm going to eventually get to this DDD, though it could take quite some time. And by the way, again, for Terry, what happens is they got a new phone system, and sometimes you push a button and it doesn't do what it's supposed to do. So we apologize. You call back. We'll make sure that we'll get you on, and we'll make sure that you get a trivia question and get a chance to answer.
Okay, we have Peter now.
Okay, so let's go with Peter. okay, Peter, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing today?
Just blessed to be alive, man.
Blessed to be alive. God bless you, brother. I love that. I love people that are appreciative. Okay, is this the first time you've heard the show?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, we're kind of a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. So if you could put those together, that's what we do. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so it's kind of like, you know, we cover politics, we cover sports, we cover eating good pizza. By the way, let me ask you this question right off the bat. If you have a pizza and you got pepperoni on it, do you also add olives or do you add onions?
I'm going to go with onions.
Okay, so Peter's going with onions. We did ask that question. I was actually dared. Somebody said, I dare you to ask that question. And it's like, I'd pick onions too, except my wife, she would pick black olives. I mean, she likes the olives on there. I don't know.
It's already salty enough.
Yeah. Not only that, but can't you just buy a can of the olives and just kind of crack it open and throw them on there? I mean, isn't that close? Anyway, let's go with this real quickly. What are you working on in the Lord that the audience can know about that we can be praying for you? What anything that you're working on with the Lord that you just like to get some prayer for?
Working on for the Lord, sure. I'm just recently got involved in the junior high ministry over at The Rock.
Wow.
Right there.
Cool.
So just that God will bless that.
Okay, let me pray for you right on that. Let me pray for you real quickly. Lord, we just come before you, lift up Peter to you. We ask you to bless the ministry that you're bringing him into. It's probably existent to some degree. It's certainly existent to you, Lord. And we ask that you would bless his hands and his heart as he puts himself into it, that his input can make a difference and that his service can change lives and strengthen relationships, and that Peter would be blessed and anointed by you to do the things that you've called him to do to glorify your name and advance your kingdom in his and other people's lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay.
Amen. Okay. All right, my friend, here's the big trivia question. So here it is. Here we go. Okay. All right. Now, according to Matthew chapter 16, how many people walked on water?
Two.
That is correct, sir. You are a winner. Nice spoon. Nice job. So I I'm going to take it. I take it you know who the other person was. Is that correct?
Yeah, he's got a pretty good name, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, it's like a name of an apostle. It's amazing. Nice job, Peter. As we know, Scripture says that Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water. Jesus did walk on the water, but so did Peter. People need to remember that. Excellent job, sir. Excellent job, and I want to thank you for it. Do me a favor. Hang on. It's a new phone system. Gets a little goofy. Hang on.
Okay.
We're going to get your number, have our call screener call you, then you'll get to pick from some different prizes. If you get disconnected, call back. Okay?
Okay.
You got it, brother. Thank you so much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening. You've been listening. I guess you are listening. You're still listening, unless you change the channel, to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we have some more giveaways. We certainly want our person who got disconnected to call back. Plus, I'm going to get into this DDD and Jonah. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, I want to meet you, meet you, meet you, meet you one day.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
A leading carpet manufacturer went out of business and Coral's Finest Flooring bought the entire stock of their best quality carpet. Now save 50% plus get free Coral's installation on the latest styles and colors. Coral's Finest Flooring, 8 locations and online at coralsfinestflooring.com.
So what do you do when your pirate ship sinks off the coast of La Jolla? Make a radio station out of coconuts and a giant hamster wheel, of course. Hi, Cabin Boy Cameron here. That's what we did at Christian Pirate Radio. Our Christian music survived the wreck, and we've been broadcasting the best Christian music of today and yesterday at mycprsandiego.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and stay up to date with the latest news on your favorite Christian artist. You can even send us an email if there's something you'd like to hear. Listen online at mycprsandiego.com.
So excited to share with you about Impact 195. Impact 195 truly is cutting edge and will equip you to bring God's love and the pervasive hope of the gospel to the ministry, mission field, and marketplace. Join us May 21st through May 24th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. or 5:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. for our open house. Incredible teaching, compelling worship, and fellowship over an evening meal. Log on to i195.org for more information.
Do you have life insurance or do you want it? I'm your man. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, life insurance specialist. I'm so tired of these radio and TV commercials that tell you how cheap term life insurance can be. But have you read the fine print? The rate normally is only guaranteed for 10 years. Then guess what happens? It can skyrocket. Now I have a new term called no lapse term. No lapse to age 100. No rate increase ever. Same rate till you reach 100. Quit wasting your money on cheap term. If you have a 10, 20, 30 year term, you know that at the end of the term, they're going to jack your premium up so high that you probably will not be able to afford it and you'll have to drop the policy. You're the loser and they're the winner. They don't have to pay a death claim and they got all your money for all that time. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. And ask about the term where you get all your premium back. That's a heck of a product. Pay a little bit more and get a plan that guarantees you a rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-391-6649. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-391-6649. Again, that's 800-391-6649. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-391-6649. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need to call 800-391-6649.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, and follow me on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. At Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. Let's see. Let's see. I'm double clutching, and I'm thinking I wasn't going to bring this up, but I'm going to bring it up because we were just talking about it. Robo producer, it turns out that you had a good lunch experience today. Why did you have a good lunch experience today?
Had a good lunch experience because, well, first of all, I didn't think I was going to have any type of a lunch experience. Robo Paul is actually out today, so I've been doing double duty and I'll just have to, you know, man up, eat when I get home, type of a thing. Then Kevin was able to give me a little bit of a break. I'm like, oh, that's great. I brought no food. Well, my recent girlfriend found out about this as I was actually still working and ordered me lunch from across the street and had it delivered.
Now, first of all, I want to say congratulations to her for being so nice to you. And second of all, let me say you are one sneaky guy. Because it's not like we don't work together a couple hours every day.
Very true.
And,
with all the medical stuff, it's all blur. But I'm actually getting better and looks like hopefully on the road to recovery as far as that goes, too.
Yeah, but you didn't tell me you had a girlfriend. See, I think this is the bigger issue here. The bigger issue here is that I'm just now finding out today. Now, I don't expect to find out from Facebook or something like that, but I do expect to get like a neon sign statement saying
a paper airplane that says, hey, yeah. I got a girlfriend, Dave.
Yeah, I think that's right. Doesn't that seem fair?
Yeah, you know, I probably owe you like DZ Akins or something.
Now the list grows. The list is growing. I got the DZ Akin O's, like four or five of them all over the place.
You'll never have to pay there again.
Okay.
You're like, fine, okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, so, yeah, that works. Let's do this. What was the person who dropped off that we couldn't, they might have dropped off for whatever, well, who was it that dropped off? It was like D, or I think you mentioned, was it somebody with a D that was on the phone and they kind of got disconnected before we got to Peter?
I don't remember their name. Okay. But if you did call the show and you got disconnected, call back. We're going to get you to the front.
Yeah. I mean, if you called and something happened, we'd take care of you. Let's go into our another trivia question, and then I'm going to try and get to the DDD. And here's the thing. I can do news. I mean, I could talk to you right now. I mean, I have this story right here about Al Gore, like there's no such thing as ethical oil. That's what Al Gore said. And nobody cares. The guy sold Current TV to a firm that owns an oil company.
You know, fact, Dave, that anybody takes that guy seriously really just baffles me.
You can't. It's kind of like it's like a Chris Matthews kind of thing. It's like, really? That guy's not a journalist. He's delirious. Hey, that's a good one. He's not a journalist.
Speaking of jokes, yeah, that's a good one.
He's a delirious. He's delirious. So, I mean, there's nothing there. And then there's all these other things that I can talk to you about. And it's like, meh.
No more Benghazi, please.
I'm done. You know, it's like, you know what? I was talking to our sales manager, Ron. You know what I said? It's like, Lord, if you're going to tarry, if you're going to wait, if it's going to be slower before you come, here's my prayer. Can you help a brother out? It's just like, oh, my goodness. There's only so much you can tell.
And help Ohio State lose?
I'm not even going to comment to that because I do have to stay in the... I can diss Ohio State all I want, but I can't wish that they lose. I can't, you know, you can't go that far. No, Ron could go that far, but I can't go that far. Okay, here's our next trivia question. You can only win every 60 days, right? And I think we even said, just so we can know, all the management, upper management, dissolves every 60 days. That's the Salem communication process. Whoa! Which is the greatest? Faith, hope, or love? Which is the greatest? Faith, hope, or love? 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. Which is the greatest? Faith, hope, or love? You can only win every 6 days. Just keep that in mind. Let me get to my DDD here, the DDD. Now, people are like, DDD, DDD, DDD. What is that? It's Devotional Diamond of the Day. Now, the only problem with using DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, is because we have so many things that happen on the show, I got about 4 months worth that are backlogged. But before we do those, I got to talk about the one that happened today, and it is absolutely a mind blower, and why I want to talk about it. It might even take 2 segments. No, for real. But you guys can put up with that. That's all right. Again, the trivia question, which is the greatest, faith, hope, or love? 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. Here's what I want to talk about. I'm in the book of Jonah. Now, if you've read the book of Jonah, it's not a long book. I mean, it's not like this book lasts forever. You know, it's not like that. It's a very short book, but it's very powerful, very, very, very intense. And here's the most important part for people that don't know this, because there's a couple people in media that do not know this. Jonah is actually a real person. Wow. Jonah, who is absolutely a literal prophet of God to the people of Nineveh, to whom, by the way, Jesus referred to seven times, in spite of what Bill O'Reilly had to say regarding his reality or his ministry. Remember this, Jesus didn't think Jonah was a cartoon. Did you get that? Jesus didn't think Jonah was a cartoon. So I want to make sure that everybody understands that. Jonah, a real prophet. He was a prophet to the city of Nineveh, a very real and significant city. And just because a church that maybe you grow up in or grew up in implied that Jonah had a condo in a whale doesn't make that assumption correct, be it condo or whale. So we're talking about a very real person, and this is the experience that Jonah had. One of the most powerful ministry experiences for people to understand. What's our time frame so I can know how to set this up? What do I got, like 2, 3, 4, 15, 20?
Technically, we're supposed to break, but you're going to have 2.5 minutes, or we can break now.
Let me do this first part. Let's break, and then we'll come back. Let me just start it off. Jonah chapter 1, verse 1 through 2. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, and he said, "Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me." Now listen. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, "Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me." I want to explain to you what this was, and then we'll get into the real cool stuff. It's as though Jonah was hanging out in Phoenix, Arizona, and God tells him, "Go to Albuquerque, because I want you to talk to the people in Albuquerque." But he jets to Los Angeles. Did you get that difference right there? It's as though Jonah is in Phoenix, Arizona. God says, "Go to Albuquerque, New Mexico." Jonah goes to Los Angeles. Okay? That's, by the way, this whole thing, not an overnight trip. It's they didn't have airplanes back then. Big distance, big sea distance in this one. So God says to Jonah, "Hey, dude, you're hanging out in Phoenix. I want you to go to Albuquerque." And Jonah goes, "I'm going to L.A. Bye." And when we come back, we're going to pick it up and talk about the response that Jonah had and how his response and our response impacts the people around us. Ooh, remember this. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we'll reset the trivia question. We'll get back into the DDD about Jonah being told to go on a mission for God.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hi, this is Pastor Chuck with a word of encouragement for anyone whose life has been torn apart by drugs or alcohol. I know of a program that has brought hope and new life to over 10,000 individuals and their families who are suffering from addiction. That program is called Calvary Ranch. What a joy to see people's lives transformed through the power of the Holy Spirit and set free from the bondage of drugs and alcohol. Calvary Ranch is truly a place where people can recover and become all that God wants them to be.
Calvary Ranch, affordable, effective treatment for alcohol and drug addiction. To receive a free information packet from a caring counselor, call 800-404-2258. Calvary Ranch, where God does the healing. Call 800-404-2258. That's 800-404-2258.
She brought brought you into the world with unconditional love. She was there for you every time you scraped your knee. She's your pillar of strength when you need her the most. She's your mom. And May 12th is the day to show her how much you love her. So do it with a gift that'll last an eternity. Show her you care with beautiful jewelry from Unicorn Jewelry and Watch Boutique in Rancho Bernardo. And since Unicorn is San Diego's largest independent jewelry store, you're sure to find the perfect gift no matter what your budget is. Or use their on-site master jewelers to create a unique gift just for mom, including rubies, sapphires, diamonds, emeralds, or any birthstone. And in addition to Unicorn Jewelry's unbeatable everyday low prices, you'll receive a $100 gift card good at any of Vigilucci's amazing restaurants, six of them, free with your purchase of $500 or more. So, this Mother's Day, give mom something she'll cherish forever. A gift from Unicorn Jewelry and Watch Boutique in Rancho Bernardo. UnicornJewelry.com, 858-487-6454.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi friends, Marty Schneider here, and I have two questions that have to be answered by everybody that has a retirement plan. First, do you know if you're in the top performing funds within your 401k plan? And second, do you have a risk management strategy for the next market crash? Or do you subscribe to the buy, hold, and pray theory of investing? Well, I personally encourage prayer over all of life's important decisions, but I also think it's important to have an in-place strategy that can answer both of those questions. Managing your 401k plan is not a dress rehearsal, and in my professional opinion, you must implement a risk management plan if you want any chance at all of ever retiring. It could mean the difference between getting there and not getting there. So if you'd like a real plan in place to manage that 401k or IRA account, call me to schedule your complimentary consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, 800-727-PLAN.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You can always reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, and follow me on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. Let's do a quick reset on our question, our trivia question. And here it is. The trivia question is, which of the these three is the greatest, faith, hope, or love? According to 1 Corinthians 13, which is the greatest, faith, hope, or love? The phone number, 866-KPRZ, 866-577-2473, 866-577-2473, 866-KPRZ. We're in the beginning parts of a devotional, which a DDD, which is has to do with Jonah. And Jonah was called by the Lord. The word of the Lord came to Jonah to go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it because the wickedness have come up before him. We were explaining that it was as though, I'm just giving you the geographical boundaries for your mind. It was as though Jonah was hanging out in Phoenix. God said, go to Albuquerque, New Mexico. But instead, Jonah goes over to L.A. Okay, it's like going this way. So verse 3 of the Jonah passage says this, but Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Yappa, some people call it Joppa, or Yappa, whichever, doesn't matter, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Okay? So here's Jonah's response. I'm sure he's the only one that's ever done this. Here's Jonah's response when the Lord said, you know, go to the great city of Nineveh. Here's Jonah's response. Not gonna do it. Nope. Not gonna do it. Just not gonna do what you tell me. Not doing it. Ain't gonna happen. Not gonna do it. And so God tells him what to do. Most of us would be like, oh gosh, please tell me what to do. Here's Jonah. He gets told what to do. And what does he do? He tells the Lord, not gonna do it. Not gonna listen. And listen to this. This is the part that kind of catches everybody. Initially, things look like they're going to pan out for Jonah, because he goes to Joppa, or Yappa, and where he finds a ship, and he pays the fare for the ship, which means he had enough money to pay for it, and then he gets aboard the ship, and then he's the ship is going fine, and he's like, all right, I'm fleeing from the Lord. It's working out great. And it seems as though initially when we go the wrong direction, it seems as though when we go a direction, the Lord, the opposite direction, even what God tells us to, it does seem initially like things pan out. But what we're going to do is we're going to take our caller, we're going to do our trivia question, and we're going to talk about and see how things don't always pan out, even though initially they might look that way. But I do believe we have Michael on the phone. Is that correct? Michael on the phone? We are correct. Are you with us, Michael?
Yeah, I guess everybody else has won and they haven't called in. I gave them 10 minutes.
Well, you know what it is? The people get so excited about the DDD or some of the other goofy stuff, they just listen. And it's like, you know the rule in radio? I bet a lot of people have told you this. But it's 2 to 3% of the audience calls. 97% never call. Isn't that weird?
Oh, man.
That's
a great fact.
Yeah, it's
so smart. I am blessed to have found you.
Oh, thank you so much, Michael. That's very nice of you to say. That's very nice of you to say. So you have listened to the show more than once.
I've listened a few times. I called a month and a day ago. You helped me. You prayed for me because I was going to start a prison ministry, and I went to the prison, and that was a blessing. That was answered prayer. I was calmed down because of your prayer. That was cool.
Cool. That's excellent.
Went again last night. Yeah, second time. It's once a month.
How did it feel?
It's wonderful. It's a depressing place, but you know the good thing is that all the prisoners, that it's a church service, and they're all praising God. So it's like they've got off drugs, they've got off drinking, whatever sent them into into prison, and they've kind of woken up. A lot of them have woken up, and they're just really, they're on fire. It's really neat to praise. It's testimonies. It's church service, and then of course then you all the volunteers break down, and you talk to the guy if they need prayer or something, but. Heck, they're more uplifting than the volunteers, probably. I mean, these guys are amazing.
That's, you know what's really cool about that? You said a phrase in there that I want to pull out just in conversation. You said it's like they woke up. And that's a great phrase to use for what prison ministry participates in, is the Lord reaching out to people and helping them wake up. And it's like they come back from this sleep where they're just doing all these things that they shouldn't be doing or can't continually be doing. And it's like the Lord wakes them up and kind of gives them back into reality.
Yeah. I had gone out with the Marines that did the same thing, because they have like the recruits, and there was too many volunteers. I quit doing that. But those guys also, same thing. A lot of them had to go into the service because they were getting in trouble, and the judge said, you better join something or I'm sending you to prison or something. And so a lot of those guys, same thing. They finally get away from partying, and a lot of those guys that woke up, and they've got nothing to do Sunday morning, so they go to church and they get reconnected. Same thing with those guys.
That's fascinating. That's great. Great information, by the way. Excellent. Excellent insight. Really do appreciate that. Okay, so do you want us, obviously you want continued prayer for the ministry. Anything else going on that we can lift up real fast, or just keep praying for you on the ministry, or anything in particular that you need?
My prayer for the ministry is when I went there, I found out that the Lord worked so well that the Mexicans were, they were warned they would be beat up, and I guess some did, if they went to this anymore. And so the Mexicans aren't showing up, that group. The blacks, the whites, of course, they're all together there. They love each other. So there's not the separation like out in the yard, when it's kind of like they're all racial. But the Mexicans, they've been warned. And so I told the guys, I'm going to pray that these guys get boils that are stopping them. The Lord doesn't want them not to be able to go to the services,
So they're getting beat up for just trying to advance their faith?
Yep. They're not showing up. So let's pray those guys and stopping them get boils or something.
Well, let's pray a ring of protection. Let's do it real quickly. Lord, we come before you lifting up Michael, and there's people that he's trying to minister to in the prison, and there was a lot of racial divide, Lord. That's not a surprise for you. There's nothing that gets by you. But what we pray for is some kind of hedge of protection, some kind of protection for those that want to draw close to you. Lord, let not the enemy prevail in this, where people are stopped. stopped from drawing close to you. I mean, that's of all things, what we just ask you to stop the enemy from stopping people to come and get strengthened by you and be touched by you and blessed by you. We pray that compassion and mercy would come from the heavenlies, and there would be a ring of protection, just literally protection for those that want to be a part of it. And I pray that it doesn't matter how hard a heart is, you change hearts. And as bitter as Paul was when he was Saul, you changed his heart, and he went from a destroyer to a builder. And we ask you to change the hearts of those that are thwarting the growth of the kingdom of God in other people's lives. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, brother. So you're kicking it right at the curb, working hard in the ministry. So we appreciate that. Let's get you a gift, because I have a feeling you're going to get this right. Here we go. You ready? Here we go. My voice cracked when I did that, but that was funny. Which is the greatest of these, faith, hope, or love?
You know, they're all great, but I'm guessing, and we'll go with the choice number three.
Number three, which is 1 Corinthians 13, which is
love.
Great job, Michael. Excellent job. That's what we want to hear. Well,
win a diamond, huh? I win a diamond?
Win a diamond? You didn't win a diamond. You win a prize, not a diamond. My wife hasn't even won a diamond, so you just gotta wait. You gotta wait your turn. Anyway, nice phone call. Let's put you on hold. We'll get your information. You'll get to be able to pick from a couple of different prizes. Keep pushing forward for the kingdom of God. Don't get discouraged. Keep praying and keep us informed as to what's going on. All right.
Okay, buddy.
All right. God bless you.
I went on one little trip, and the people had a hard time. They're believers. We were on a missions trip. It was a Presbyterian, but a lot of the people couldn't believe that God could make a fish so big that it would swallow a man for 3 days.
Yeah, obviously they haven't done a lot of fishing in certain waters. I can tell you that. My dad used to be a scuba diver.
If God could create the whole place out of nothingness in short order, why couldn't he make? I don't get it. He can't make a fish, but he can make the whole world out of nothing. I don't get it.
Yeah, that's the grand question. The dude can create matter out of no matter. He can do whatever he wants. Okay,
buddy.
All right, take care. Hang on the phone. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to finish the story of Jonah, because I want to talk about what happens when we do run away from the Lord, how it impacts others. Don't go anywhere.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hi, friends. This is Tom Levine here with half of our trusted KPRZ Mortgage Answer Team, Bill Neal. It's great to see you, Bill. Where's Leslie?
Leslie wanted to come into the studio with me today, Tom, but she had to take care of a client's needs first. She says, clients first, advertising second. So she's taking care of a situation back at the office.
Well, that's exactly why you are our KPRZ Mortgage Answer Team and have been for 16 years. You always take great care of our listeners. And as a matter of fact, I'm looking at an email that one of our listeners sent you on April 16th. Here it is. I just wanted to thank you for the amazing job you did processing this loan. I have never had a loan go so smoothly and been communicated with so professionally and efficiently. You have been a real blessing.
That's what makes our business so fulfilling, Tom. We're experts on home financing and manage a direct lending mortgage bank, but we are really in the people serving business.
I know when we had to call you with a question on our loan, we didn't have to start over with a new person every time we call. It's comforting to know that we can deal directly with you. And speaking of dealing directly with you, I understand that you have an offer for our listeners.
If your rate is 4.0% or higher, call me for a free mortgage checkup. There's no cost, and we can do it right over the phone in a friendly, short conversation. I'll be glad to let you know if you should stay put or if you should refinance. When we finish our conversation, you'll know for sure that you're managing your home financing the best possible way. It's easy, it's fast, and I look forward to speaking with you personally at 800-585-3900. That's 800-585-3900, or find us at the top of the KPRZ webpage.
Call your KPRZ
Mortgage Answer Team at 800-585-3900. That's 800-585-3900. NMLS number 8171431.
There's no cost. You know we'll treat you right. We've been your trusted K-Praise Mortgage Answer Team for 16 years. 800-585-3900. That's 800-585-3900 or kprz.com.
Mark Larson is right on the mark.
I want to create a new campaign, a National Awareness Day for awareness. Is there no end to it? Maybe one day we'll just be hyper-aware, and that would take care of what's a seemingly nonstop parade of well-meaning awareness fundraisers and themes across America. We have awareness efforts to get the word out on loads of statistics, all sorts of diseases, and that's good to the extent that most people aren't aware, and learning's a good thing. But I'm afraid too many of us prefer to be, well, clueless. You can almost hear people yelling at the various TV spokespeople pushing awareness of this or that. I don't want to be aware. I'm aware enough. Isn't ignorance bliss, after all? Now, no doubt awareness is important, but now we have so many appeals and press conferences and direct mail pieces and fundraising for this awareness and that, maybe it doesn't matter. So I vote for the basics. Let's all agree to observe every day, to read, to pay attention, to act on what we learn, use our vast resources for information, make an effort to know what's going on, and factor in another great word. Here it is, discernment. In our work to be aware, let's put everything in proper context and priorities. I'm Mark Larson on KPRZ 1210 AM.
This is Jeff Mendenhall, host of Money Works Radio, heard every Saturday here at 5 p.m. on KPRZ. One reason traditional financial planning fails to meet your retirement goals is obvious, and they tell you this right up front. There's no guarantees. If your money is lost, they're not going to put it back. But how does that make you feel? They say you have no other options. Well, folks, I'm here to say you do have other options, but it's really not in their best interest to discuss those ideas and strategies with you. But we will. For over 40 years, our team has been helping San Diego families have certainty when it comes to funding their financial future. If securing your financial future sounds like a good idea, then we need to talk. Call me at 858-229-7916. That's 858-229-7916. Or email me at jeff@moneyworksradio.com, because you and your family deserve to know all your financial options.
Mark Larson and Tony Ramirez of Singing Hills Memorial Park.
You've heard me talk about Singing Hills Memorial Park for years, how we made our arrangements there, and we did. I hope you'll do the same thing. Beautiful place. Go out and take a tour, and during the month of May, save up to $1,000. Tony, how does that work?
Yes, Mark. You just mentioned this ad, and we'll take you for a tour for pre-arrangement only, and it'll be the $1,000, up to $1,000.
619-444-3000. That's the number to call for the big savings opportunity, Singing Hills Memorial Park, 619-444-3000, and join us for the free Memorial Day service special event. I love being part of this every year. 1 o'clock, Monday, May 27th. We'll have special guest speakers that day. A World War II veteran who flew 33 missions over Germany. Fantastic story. Also hearing from Bill Driscoll, America's only naval flight officer ace. You'll want to be there with us at Singing Hills Memorial Park, Memorial Day, Monday, May 27th. Always a great time.
Singing Hills Memorial Park.
619-444-3000.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, just being my Muppet self. I like that. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. And also follow on Twitter, @SpoonExperience. Okay, here's my big goal. Here's my big goal, to actually finish this DDD. So I don't know what our time frame is, but we're just going to go for it. So anyway, we were talking about Jonah. He's absolutely a literal, specifically true prophet, not a figment of somebody's imagination, not a cartoon, not an allegory, not a imagery, not a this, not a that. It's like blah, 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 blah. It's ridiculous. Jesus referred to him 7 times. He was a specific prophet to the city of Nineveh, a very significant and major city in the times. And again, I've said to you this, I said this before, I'll say it again. Just because your church that you grew up in implied that Jonah had a condo in a whale does not make that assumption correct, be it condo or whale. Real dude, real city, real situation, not allegorical, not a cartoon, regardless of what any news commentators might say. So the whole bottom line is God said, go to Nineveh, which is the same thing as where Jonah was. It's like kind of him being in Phoenix. And then God says, go to Albuquerque, and dude goes to L.A. Bible says Jonah ran away from the Lord. Jonah's response, which many of us find puzzling in itself, is he's like, no way, not going to do it. And goes the other direction, the opposite direction, actually, just so you can get the handle on that. He was told to go to Albuquerque. He went to L.A. He went the opposite direction of the Lord. Opposite. Did the exact opposite. Initially, things looked like they were going to pan out. Verse 4, then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up. So the direct response to Jonah running away from the Lord is this: wrong, Mr. Sinhead. Wrong, Mr. Sinhead. Now, here's the key. God sent a wind. God sent a wind, sent a great wind. This is what people have asked me, and I'm going to help you. You'll never be confused again if you just listen. Just take the next 60 seconds and listen. Isn't this tricky, Dave? Because didn't the disciples, while they were in the perfect will of God, going in a boat across the water, didn't they face a contrary wind? So how do you know if the wind is contrary coming from the enemy or if the wind is coming from the Lord? No, it is not tricky. What's the difference, Dave? The difference is you know if you're running away from God. Did you hear me? You know if you're running away from God. The difference between the disciples going with Jesus across the lake in the perfect will of God, because Jesus said, let's go over to the other side, and the wind came and it was contrary, is that was opposition to ministry advancing in the kingdom. The wind that came in Jonah's case was because he was running away from God, and he knew it. So if you're running away from God, the wind is probably from God. If you're running towards the Lord and trying to walk with the Lord, then a contrary wind is probably the enemy. The question is, what are you doing? Are you running away from God or towards God? Okay, that's the big dealios. Now, I got this amazing finish. Give me a time frame. Can we go all the way through or what can we do? Because I needed this part is like the most important part. Oh, we do, huh? Okay, so, all right, so let's take our break now. When I come back, I'm going to give you the just, it's, to me, one of the most important things, and that is what happens to other people when we run away from God. Ooh. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience with your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Don't go anywhere. We got the big finish coming up. So tight. You know
you could have been a hand. Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Have your allergies started? One 24-hour Claritin every day of your allergy season will provide continuous, non-drowsy relief from the first day your symptoms start to the last day your allergens are present. Live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Hey, it's Kevin Davis here, and you've heard me talking about Monta Vista Village. Well, right now I'm excited to have Tracy from Monta Vista Village with me with a special offer.
Hi, Kevin. It's so nice to be with you and your listeners today. We're really excited to announce that for the first time in 2 years, we're offering a move-in special. Now, this special is for independent living residents only. But, Kevin, this is such a wonderful opportunity for anyone who's been thinking of moving to a senior living community. And just as a reminder, at Monta Vista Village, our independent living includes 3 meals a day, weekly housekeeping, laundry and linen service, and a variety of activities and transportation. So there's no reason to be lonely and stuck at home. Come visit us at Monta Vista and see what your life could be like. We would love to meet with you. Give us a call. We're at 619 619- 465-1331, and we'd love to see you.
Get the most out of the next great stage of your life. Experience the freedom of independent living at Monte Vista Village, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-458-0905. 1-800-458-0905. That's 1-800-458-0905.
Ugh, I can't believe what the internet claims our home is worth. We're never going to be able to sell for what we owe, but we really need to move.
Oh, I made that mistake. You can't trust the home values you see online. You know, you need to go to outgrownmyhomesandiego.com.
What's that?
It's this new real estate sales program by Z-Team Real Estate that helps you sell your home even when you think you owe more than your house is worth.
Really?
Yeah. They came out to my home, gave me a free comparative market analysis, a free professional photographer, a home staging consultation, and a free hour of handyman service.
They gave you all of that for free? Free?
Yep. They even agreed to sell my home for free if it wasn't under contract within the first 60 days of listing. I'm telling you, this program helped me sell my home even though I thought we owed more than what it was worth.
The real estate market has changed and it's a seller's market. Visit outgrownmyhomesandiego.com to schedule your free, no obligation consultation to see what the true value of your home currently is. Terms and conditions apply. Visit outgrownmyhomesandiego.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
It's time to play the music. It's time to light the light. It's time to meet the Muppets on the Muppet Show tonight.
It's time to put on Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, also known as Muppet City USA, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and then also follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. Let me finish this off. This is the Jonah DDD, I think. Personally, one of the more important devotional diamonds of the day. We talked about Jonah. I'll do a fast recap. Jonah being called by the Lord to go do the work of the Lord. It was as though the dude was hanging out in Phoenix, but instead God said, go to Albuquerque. Instead, he goes to L.A. Goes the opposite direction, God says. He ends up going that way, finds a ship that's going in the direction he wants. It makes it seem like things are going really good. And then all of a sudden, a great wind comes and the whole ship is threatened. And all of a sudden, you can tell God's like going, this is not what I asked you to do. And all of a sudden, Jonah finds himself in a very uncomfortable situation. And the big difference is to understand that if you're facing a wind and you're running away from God, then the wind is from the Lord. If you're running towards God and you face a wind, it's probably the enemy. But here's the key passage out of everything I wanted to say. Here it is in verse 7, and it says this. Then the sailors said to each other, come, let us cast lots to find out who's responsible for this calamity. What happened is the sailors all got together and said, let's cast lots and find out why this big wind is happening, because we don't know why this big wind is happening because we're sailors and we shouldn't have a big wind. Here's a huge key in life, something that will change your life forever. The results of us running away from God can bring disaster for others. Something about that believers are connected thingy. And if you need proof, let me give you the proof that you need. It's in verse 12 of chapter 1. It says this. Pick me up and throw me into the sea, Jonah replied, and it will be calm. I know that it is my fault that this great storm has come upon you. Uh-oh. That's a big uh-oh in the kingdom of God. Listen to this. Here is proof that the results of us running away from God can bring disaster for others. Jonah chapter 1 verse 12. Pick me up and throw me into the sea, Jonah replied, and it will be calm. I know that it's my fault that this great storm has come upon you. Bazinga, whammo, buzzing, whoop. Good night, Gracie. It's over. A knockdown. Because here it is. You can't get away from this, okay? Jonah says, pick me up and throw me into the sea, Jonah replied, and it will be calm. I know that it's my fault that this great storm has come upon you. Why did that great storm come upon them? Because Jonah was running away from God. And when we run away from God, other people can suffer. You can't escape it. You can't deny it. You can't ignore it. You can't give me the old out. Dave, that's Old Testament. Jesus mentioned Jonah 7 times in the New. Nice try. It's not an application of law and prophets per se. It's an application of scriptural truth. You can jump. You can hide. You can do whatever you want. Guess what? In the cool of the day, he still comes in the garden and says, where are you? It's just that simple. How's that for a DDD,
Bazinga.
Huh? Bazinga. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. We're taking a short 22-hour break. Tomorrow, we have a phenomenal show that'll be tons of fun for everyone. So please tune in, have a good time. Don't forget our good buddies who are supporting us. God bless you. Talk tomorrow. Times in the good, I have to celebrate you, baby.